EY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a high of 55. Southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 43. High temperatures reach up to 59. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As the state legislative session of 2023 rolls along, state lawmakers say that they have tabled the medical marijuana issue for the rest of the year, making some advocates for the medical marijuana issue a bit frustrated.
I'm trying to think of how to say this nicely. Disappointment. It appears to be something that was just orchestrated.
And Cheryl Kumberg, a registered nurse and Kansas Cannabis Coalition vice president, where she says as a nurse, she's seen multiple different cases where medical marijuana could have benefited patients.
Mine was cancer in the family. One was in a legal state. The other one was in a non-legal state. And the differences were horrible for the family, the choices we had to make.
Many state lawmakers say that one of the reasons they are tabling the issue is after conversations with law enforcement across the state regarding registration of medical marijuana for patients and how to enforce DUI if someone tests positive.
We know what the rate is for DUI, over 0.08. We don't know what that is for marijuana.
Mid-America Network News.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty X Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty X Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty X Ford and RustyXFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons extra. 2023 F-150, 23 T-219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per 1,000 finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire at month end.
U.S. Senator Roger Marshall has announced that he is in support of the bipartisan movement at the federal level to help restrict China and other foreign adversaries from purchasing U.S. farmland across the nation. KAKE News reports that the letter from the bipartisan group of legislators was sent to the Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, saying, quote, foreign ownership of agricultural land threatens small family farms and the overall health of the agricultural supply chain. Many policy and legal experts outside of Congress believe that the national restriction on foreign ownership could get passed at this session, as they believe there could also be challenges to the bill, as well as unintended consequences for the agricultural community. Ag Secretary Vilsack did say to Congress last week that Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea together own near 400,000 acres of agricultural land in the U.S. as of 2021. In other news, 17-year-old Derek Del Reed has officially turned himself in Lawrence, Kansas, after a shooting that killed a local teenager. KAKE News reports that he was transported to the Douglas County Juvenile Detention Center and awaits his court hearing. Mid-America Network News.
Splash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The latest national study from the Department of Defense shows that near 80% of American youth between the age of 17 to 24 years old are unfit to join for military service. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that many are deemed unfit based on weight, drug use, or physical and mental health. As the U.S. Army is working on trying to combat that with their 90-day program called the Future Soldiers Preparatory Course. And Michael Carroll, first sergeant at the Grand Island Detachment, says it's time to focus on trying to get new recruits from the younger generation.
What I would say to those young people is, you know, to come in and talk to us, ask any questions that you have about the service, about what it is, what it means to serve in the Army. Just walking in the door doesn't mean you're going to join. You can come in here, you can get information. Information is free.
At audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4, others say it's also time to change the narrative regarding the military and reporting good stories about American veterans across the nation.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Corn farmers, check this out.
672, a new high-yielding hybrid with AgriSure Viptera trait, a big yielder on irrigated acres.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seed.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP-NOW for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A public meeting is planned Tuesday in Marysville regarding the proposed Marshall County Jail project. A special election has been set for Tuesday, April 25th, to decide if the county should enter into a lease purchase agreement not to exceed $6.5 million toward construction of a new jail facility. A $12 million complex is planned east of Marysville, north of Subway, and was challenged by a resident petition submitted in October. Commissioners have been encouraged to host town hall meetings. A single public meeting has been held previous. The town hall Tuesday begins at 7 at Landall Lanes in Marysville. Two others are tentatively planned, March 28th and April 4th, at locations to be determined in Blue Rapids and the Beatty-Axtell area. Ambulance committee members met with Washington County commissioners at last week's meeting and discussed the need for town halls, which at least one commissioner did not think were necessary at this time. They felt everyone's in agreement that ambulance services should be continued. Staffing continues to be a concern, with departments down 4 already this year. They talked about how the ambulance should be funded, either by a levy or sales tax or both. The county clerk will check into a resolution as to moving forward. The soonest a funding mechanism could be enacted would be 2024. Some 85% of Kansas counties operate some form of ambulance service. It was noted that Republic County funds 70% of a $500,000 annual budget through taxes, with a balance through ambulance revenues. The communications director discussed the controlled burn permit. It will go back to the way it was before in Washington County. Dispatch will advise of a warning. If the person does not agree, they'll be advised to call their fire chief. Once a month, they will have a siren test, first Monday each month at 10 a.m., weather permitting, in Washington County. Nemahal County Planning Commission last month approved a draft comprehensive plan, which is being reviewed by a facilitator, and will present final documents at the March 27th meeting. The completed plan will then be shared at public meetings in Seneca and Sabetha, and following commission approval, we'll move forward to Nemahal County Commissioners with a recommendation. Countywide zoning and zoning-related issues will be considered in the plan. Nemahal County Commissioners at last week's meeting appointed Todd Sport, Noxious Weed Director, a post he served as interim director for the past month after Mixie Schaefer was terminated. Sport had previously held the job and was recently working for the Nemahal County Road and Bridge Department. Proposed regulations regarding residential and commercial solar energy projects in Gage County, as amended, were approved unanimously by the Planning Commission and will go for a public hearing April 5th at 9:30 a.m. The proposal, including amendments, were presented at the committee's last meeting. Public comment was heard, with concerns regarding setback requirements, which were left intact, at an eighth mile from a non-participating property, half mile from homes, platted subdivisions, and villages, and three-quarter mile from churches, schools, and recreation areas, including Homestead National Monument. Gage County Supervisor Don Schuler, who spoke on his own behalf, felt the proposed setbacks were already too stringent. Gage County Supervisors last week discussed county IT vendor. A number of companies have been explored, considering not just IT services, but also cyber and media security issues. Planning and Zoning Committee will host another meeting March 28th, and has a special public hearing for a special use permit for the co-op planned. Law Enforcement and Emergency Management Committee discussed the Wymore Police Department, which disbanded the 1st of March. Community is relying on county dispatch and sheriff's office for calls. Wymore City Council was to revisit the matter in executive session at this past week's meeting. Jefferson County, Nebraska commissioners Tuesday will receive proposed recommendations from the Planning and Zoning Committee regarding commercial and wind energy regulations, which have been under review for the past year, with a moratorium on projects set to expire April 1st. Public comment will not be heard at Tuesday's meeting, and no vote will take place, as a public hearing is planned on the matter Thursday, March 23rd at the 4-H building on the fairgrounds in Fairbury. S. Armstrong, age 66, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at Frankfort United Methodist Church. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery, southwest of Frankfort. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 8, at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Linda Armstrong. Kenneth F. Meyer, age 87, of Baileyville, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Baileyville. Burial of the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday at 2 and again at 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Meyer. Charles R. Chuck Wilkinson, age 69, of Barnes, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial of the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday 1 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Chuck Wilkinson. Caleb A. Pinnick, age 25, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the family cemetery south of Prospect Hill. Visitation Friday 1 until 9. Family will see friends Friday 5 until 7. At Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Caleb Pinnick.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some rain showers today, staying cloudy with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Staying sunny throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 70s. Then a chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Wednesday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Some rain early Thursday morning, partly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Clearing up and warming up on Friday, sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. And clear throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Another chance for some rain showers on Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s. And rain showers may continue over Saturday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. More rain possible as we head into Sunday, cloudy with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late March, 58. Record high on this date, 93. The average low, 33, and the record low, 10 degrees. Sunrise this morning at 7:30. Sunset this evening, 7:39.
Graying hair is inevitable as we age. Is it the same for animals? We take a closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal
feel balanced. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 21st, the 80th day of the year. Actors Matthew Broderick and Gary Oldman share a birthday, and Dick Clark announced his retirement from American Bandstand on this day in 1989. Humans almost universally get gray hair as we grow old. But is it the same for animals? To a certain extent, yes. It's common for senior dogs to turn gray around the muzzle or eyebrows. Cats, too, can develop gray patches in their golden years. Just how noticeable depends on their fur coloring, of course. And here's an interesting angle recently discovered by researchers. A dog which has led a stressful life will turn gray sooner than one that has led a life of ease. Just one more thing we have in common with man's best friend. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the number 3 seed Kansas State Wildcats are moving on to the Sweet 16 after their victory over the weekend in round number 2 of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament against the number 6 seed Kentucky Wildcats at 75-69. And as they prepare for their Thursday tip-off against the number 7 seed Michigan State Spartans, Kansas State Wildcat fans across the state of Kansas are making their predictions of moving forward in the tournament.
I think we play better as underdogs, so we're not supposed to win the game. We're a 3-point underdog.
I think we can do it. We better do it. I'm excited, so we can do it. The right side of cats can make it. I'm going to give it to them this year. I think they're doing pretty good. I think they'll surprise a lot of people and pull it out for them.
I'm pretty excited. I have no doubts. I know the Cats are going to win. They're going to go all the way. They're going to win the national championship.
That tip-off against the Michigan State Spartans on Thursday is at 5:30. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Attention farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 13th through 15th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Events Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services for more than 300 exhibitors. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks. Sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
With the number 1 seed Kansas Jayhawks out of the NCAA basketball tournament after their loss by a 1-point margin on Saturday last weekend against the number 8 Arkansas Razorbacks at 72-71. The team is rebounding and breaking down what happened during the game and what they could have done better to stay ahead.
I can't really say we could have done things differently throughout the game, but just little things such as, the rebounds with free throws and stuff like that.
Losing a game in a tournament, it hurts. Only one team can win it all. Everybody else is going to have this feeling.
We just didn't execute when we needed to, and we didn't defend. We had to get stops, and we didn't get stops.
I'm still proud of everybody. This is a terrific year, and, I'll let us see how much we fought this year.
That audio from KWCH News. Jalen Wilson did put 20 points on the board for the game, followed by KJ Adams Jr. with 14 points. Kevin McCullough Jr. at 13. DeJon Harris Jr. had 12 points with 35 minutes of play. And to Mid-America Network Sports.
The Marysville Bulldog Booster Club will host its Booster Bash dinner and auction Saturday, April 1st. $50 per person or table of 8 for $380. Price includes meal, bottomless drinks, and entertainment provided by Sing Along Dueling Pianos. Social hour at 6:30 with meal served at 7. Visit Marysville Bulldog Boosters 364 Facebook page or bulldogboosters.club/bash for tickets and information. Tickets can also be purchased at Pepsi in Marysville no later than March 27th. All proceeds from the Marysville Bulldog Boosters Bash dinner and auction on April 1st will benefit Marysville Junior Senior High athletes. March 27th is the deadline to purchase tickets by visiting Pepsi in Marysville or online at bulldogboosters.club/bash.
A fun part of gardening is experimenting with new plants and new gardening techniques. The rosary plant, also known as string of hearts, provides an opportunity for both. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Rosary vine gets this common name from the bead-like growths that develop along the stem. These are actually bulbils or aerial tubers that can be used to start new plants. Just push them into the ground to root and form new stems. Leaving them attached to the plant increases your chance of success. Just lay the stem on the soil surface and push the tuber into the ground. You can do this in the same pot or on another pot of soil. Keep the soil moist, not wet, to encourage rooting. It can take weeks and even months for the tuber to start growing. Once new growth appears, you can sever it from the parent plant. Move your new plant to a bright location and water as needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic PlantSkin Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. PlantSkin uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkin is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
We all recall the battle cry, "Remember the Alamo." But over 200 years ago, it was, "Remember the Raisin." So what was the Raisin, and exactly why would it rally troops in battle? Today, we dust off the books for an important piece of early American history on this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside, as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Early in the War of 1812, American soldiers invaded Canada, only to be pushed back to Ohio, losing Detroit and Michigan on the way. But in January of 1813, the Americans moved back north to recapture the important settlement of Frenchtown. The victory lasted but 2 days.
The British came back in force with about 1,200 of their allies, Native Americans led by Wyandot chiefs Roundhead, Split Log, and Walking Water.
Dan Downing shares the story from the River Raisin National Battlefield Park in Monroe, Michigan.
This is the largest single one day's loss of American lives in the War of 1812. There were about 400 casualties here, about 530 captured.
The captured were marched back to Fort Malden, Canada. Those unfit to make the trip were left in Frenchtown under supervision of a few physicians. The next day, Native Americans, loyal to the British, returned and ambushed those prisoners, killing them and many townspeople. Word of the incident soon spread throughout the nation.
William Henry Harrison, who later became president, called it a national calamity, and "Remember the Raisin" became the rallying cry of the War of 1812.
Most of the town's buildings were burned to the ground. A few residents of Frenchtown survived the initial battle and the subsequent ambush.
They made their living the best they could and were forced to subside on muskrat. The muskrat now has a special meaning in southeastern Michigan, and a number of muskrat dinners are held every year in remembrance of the great sacrifices here.
In the fall of 1813, American forces returned and claimed the area for good. The cry of "Remember the Raisin" leading them in battle throughout the rest of the war. Traveling the Countryside in Monroe, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an auction of tractors, machinery, and machine shop tools for the Tony Starr Trust Saturday, March 25th, 10 a.m. at 741 6th Road, Herkimer. Selling old stock and new stock car parts and accessories, machine shop power tools, locking metal cabinets, hand tools, old cars and bodies, collectibles, some salvage irons, signs. Selling tractors, machinery, and a truck at 1 o'clock, including a John Deere 4230 diesel, 500-gallon 58-foot boom sprayer, 65 John Deere 3020 propane tractor, John Deere 60 narrow front tractor, John Deere A with a front loader bucket, Farmall M, also selling a soil mover, disc, propane, and other generators, 16-foot steel bed car trailer, and miscellaneous. This auction for the Tony Starr Trust, Saturday, March 25th, begins at 10 a.m. at 741 6th Road, Herkimer. Olmsted and Sandstrom will conduct the auction.
Drones are becoming a staple in agriculture and land management. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. New drone technologies offer an alternative to traditional spraying and cover crop seeding as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Is critical on the farm, and I'm guessing not many of you have your own airplanes or helicopters for spraying the crops the day it's needed. The latest application technique is with sprayer drones, and you can do it yourself. Taylor Moreland is the owner of AgriSpray Drones in Missouri. He says their drones will spray fungicide, spread cover crop seed, and help manage natural resources in a wide variety of settings that might be difficult to spray otherwise.
Specialty crops is big, you know, orchards, vineyards, potato farms, mountainous terrain and forestry. These things have a third dimension to them. So when you look at mountainous areas where you need some type of brush control, this is a great platform to do so. Forestry work, like for conservation departments, seems to be pretty high on the list. And then wetland management. A lot of guys in our area have irrigation lakes, and they get taken over by water lilies. And so we control on wetland areas.
Depending on the model, the drones are large enough to carry tanks ranging from 3 to 8 gallons and will hold up to 70 pounds of granular product or cover crop seed. He says you'll get about 2 tank loads per battery charge. You can fly it as high as you need to.
You can set it anywhere from 5 feet over the crop canopy all the way up to 50 feet over the crop canopy. Typically, we're right around 10 feet over crop canopy, flying at 15 miles an hour. That creates a vortex behind the props, which spreads out the product to about a 28 to 29 foot swath. Efficiency at a 2 gallon rate, 2 gallons per acre, which is typically what we do. You're looking at max efficiency of around 35 acres to the hour per one machine.
The price of a full drone setup is just under $35,000. Learn more about spray drones at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I just saw an ad that promised to make me a millionaire in 1 year. All I had to do was follow 7 simple steps. I was tempted to take the bait, but then I asked myself, if it were that easy, why isn't everyone a millionaire? Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. It seems like every day there's a new get-rich-quick scheme that promises you money beyond your wildest dreams. And many people fall for them. I think it may be because the desire to get rich quick seems easier than the intentional planning needed to prepare for the future. The best way to approach your money and finances is to let your faith and values lead the way. If you know your calling in life, God's plan for you, it's a lot easier to make decisions about your money and your time and your talent. So plan and ask God for help. You may not become a millionaire, but you could live a content, confident, and generous life.
National Ag Day celebrates the Big 5-0 today across the nation and here on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Uncomplicate the buying of crop protection products and save money in the process with FarmTrade.com. Their Name Your Price model has been helping farmers since 1998. It's simple, it's fast, it's reliable, and you'll like keeping more of your hard-earned dollars in your own pocket. And all trades are protected by FarmTrade.com's escrow service. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. A lot of folks are looking to agriculture to help fix the climate problem. In fact, the theme for the 50th National Ag Day today is Growing a Climate for Tomorrow. Ag Day is put on by the Agriculture Council of America, a nonprofit organized to increase public awareness and appreciation of agriculture's role in society. This includes an understanding of ag production and its impact on the economy. Amy Bradford, who works for Illinois-based ag cooperative GrowMart, chairs the council.
The theme really, I guess, set us up in agriculture to talk about all of the ways that agriculture is involved in society and preparing for the future of agriculture as well. So Growing a Climate for Tomorrow seemed to fit well into the things that agriculture is experiencing now, whether it be environmental and true climate issues, or whether agribusinesses and farmers are preparing and growing that environment for the future of agriculture. So we're excited to be able to celebrate our 50th year.
Ag Day events are scheduled today in Washington, D.C. and around the country. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news on the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, today is National Ag Day. So farmers, ranchers, consumers, and lawmakers will all celebrate today. Michael Clements shares more.
American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall says National Ag Day is a chance to celebrate agriculture.
National Ag Day is a celebration of the food and fiber community that has been taking place since 1973. This is the 50th anniversary of Ag Day. There will be activities in Washington, D.C., including a National Ag Day proclamation at USDA, where I will be participating. There will also be activities across the country. You can also register for a virtual Ag Day event focused on growing a climate for tomorrow at agday.org.
Duvall says it's important to celebrate National Ag Day as it promotes the work of farmers and ranchers to consumers.
Ag Day is an awesome opportunity to celebrate everything that we as farmers and ranchers do and reflect on how fortunate we are to go to work each and every day in the fields, barns, and pastures on our farms. It's also an opportunity to talk to our consumers about agriculture, to get outside our fence rows and share the story of the vital role that agriculture plays in our society.
He says there are many ways you can get involved in the celebration.
The easiest way to get involved is to tell your story.
And now let's look at your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at abilenemachine.com. Here's your 4-inch soil temperature at St. Francis on this Tuesday, looking at 36 right now, 45 at Richfield, 41 at Norton, 41 at Hiawatha, 44 at Columbus, 43 at Anthony, 45 at Medicine Lodge, 43 at Medicineburg, and that's your market information.
Hi, it's Andy Hoosier with your Mid-America Network News. Stay tuned into your radio station all day long right here as we cover the latest breaking news across the state of Kansas. From breaking news in Topeka, announcements from different state agencies, business initiatives from your local communities, plus your latest crime, weather, and traffic reports across the state. If it's happening in Kansas, we'll let you know about it as it happens. It's your latest news across the state of Kansas with the Mid-America Network News, and it's all right here.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a big two-day auction for Raider Implement Company Saturday, March 25th, and continuing Monday, March 27th. Raider Implement was started in the early 1950s. Alfred Raider was known throughout the Midwest for selling bale wagons, good-used machinery, and trucks. Over 500 pallets of parts, plus Saturday they'll be selling hand tools, shop tools, lawnmowers, fuel tanks, and new iron. Monday they'll continue with pallets of parts until noon, and then follow with tractors, dozers, trucks, machinery, and the balance of the parts. This big two-day auction for Raider Implement Company, Saturday, March 25th, begins at 10 a.m. and continues Monday, March 27th, 10 a.m. at the location 4 miles north of Centralia on Highway 187 to 120th Road, then three-quarter mile east. For additional details, go online to Klein Realty and Auction. For information or viewing, contact Terry Muting or Jim Rader. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct the sale Saturday, March 25th and Monday, March 27th.
Insights on using aerial imagery and data for field management. Today on the Successful Farming Tuned Into Tech series brought to you by John Deere.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Paul Overby is a Wolford, North Dakota farmer and owner of a company called Verde Plus, where they create precision agricultural maps for farmers. He has been involved in a precision ag technology for the past 17 years, and he uses aerial technology, which began mainly with satellite images, and talks about some of the developments within satellite imagery.
Since that time, there's been a lot of other tools added in and a lot more satellites up there. So there are actually companies out there flying planes, taking aerial imagery that you can buy. And then, of course, the UAVs came in to being. And so they have the opportunity to add both kind of a like a normal aerial picture, like a Google Maps, as well as those same spectrums that we get from the satellite imagery.
Overby explains that he downloads the imagery into software called SatShot, and discusses how he uses the imagery data.
I've been able to discern, for example, disease spots in the field, places that we should have been seeing high yields, and instead we were seeing disease issues. We've used it to look for problem areas. Our area has some issues with salinity, and so narrowing those down, and it's helped me to, again, working with yield mapping to identify areas, and we've actually taken them out of production and put them into grass areas to help remediate the soils in those areas.
Overby says that satellite imagery can also be helpful for precision nutrient applications and for providing in-season information on fields that are underperforming or having unexpected issues. I'm Lori Boyer. For more information on ag technology, log on to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Get information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you. Well, it is Tuesday, March the 21st. It's National Ag Day. May corn today looking like this, 632 and a half. That's down a half right now. Corn for July, 613 and a quarter. That's down 2 1/4. Kansas City wheat for May, 819 three quarters. That's down 10. Kansas City wheat for July, 806 and a half. That's down 8 3/4. May oats up 5 at 360 and 3/4. July oats up 1 1/4 at 354 and a half. Soybeans for May, 1475. That's down 11. July soybeans, 1456. That's down 10 3/4. Taking a look at cotton for May, 77.76. That's up 54 cents. Cotton for July, 78.29. That's up 59 cents. Taking a look at live cattle for April, 162.40 is your current price. That's up 37.5 cents. Live cattle for June, 156.15. That's up 62.5 cents. Feeder cattle for March, 188.40. That's up 20 cents. Feeder cattle for April, down 22.5 cents at 194.40. Taking a look at crude oil for April, here's what we're looking at, $69.10. That's up $1.46. Crude oil for May, $69.20. That's up $1.38. Let's look at gold. Gold for April, $19.44 currently. That's down $38.90. Gold for June, $19.60.90. That's down $38.80. Silver for March, right now, $22.20. That's down 32 cents. Wall Street, the Dow up 187. S&P up 32. NASDAQ up 101. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Wichita State Baseball takes their show across town to Riverfront Stadium as they face off against reigning national runner-up Oklahoma on Tuesday, March 28th at 6 p.m. Be there as the historically filled Shocker Baseball program makes their third all-time appearance at the new downtown Wichita Ballpark. It's a baseball lover's dream. Tickets start as low as $4 for youth and $8 for adults. Get yours today at goshockers.com/WSU Riverfront or call the Wind Surge Ticket Office at 316-221-8000.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com. Horse Trailer Sales.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
As the number of farms across the nation decrease, average farm size is steadily increasing, and Kansas is no exception. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. Doug Bounds, USDA state statistician, shares recently released farm data for the state of Kansas.
So land and farms and ranches in 2022 for Kansas, we had 45.7 million acres. That's not really changed much since 2021. If we look at that 45.7 million acres, a little more than half, 24.1 million of those acres were planted to what we consider principal crops. And in Kansas, those principal crops are barley, canola, corn, cotton, all types of hay and forages, oats, sorghum, soybeans, sunflowers, and wheat. So then the remaining acres, which is about 21.6 million, those are in land that's used to grow non-principal crops. So some examples in Kansas of non-principal crops would be dry beans, potatoes, rye, triticale, and hemp, just to name a few. It also would include land used for pasture and grazing, woodland, and wasteland that is not being used for any type of crop production or pasture or grazing.
Bounds breaks down farm size and the number of farms in Kansas.
For 2022 in Kansas, we had 57,700 farm operations in the state. That's down 900 operations since 2021. If we go back and compare to the year 2000, at that time we had 64,500 farm operations in the state. So we've lost almost 7,000 operations in Kansas since the year 2000. Since 2008, we've been on a pretty steady decline, with a couple of exceptions, but just about every year we've seen a decrease in the number of farms. The average size, as most people would probably guess, it's increased over time. If we go back just looking year over year, we've gone up about 12 acres on average per farm. If we go back to the year 2000, we've added about 8%. In 2000, the average was 736 acres per farm. In 2022, that number is up to 792. So the potential in Kansas to continue growing the size of operations and those number of operations that are selling $500,000 or more of ag goods, I would expect those numbers to continue growing.
Bounds goes on to compare Kansas farm data with the surrounding states.
If we compare the number of farm operations between Kansas and our immediately surrounding states of Missouri, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Colorado, and compared those with Kansas, four of the five states, including Kansas, saw a decrease in the total farm operations since the year 2000. Kansas had the smallest decrease at 11%. Missouri had the largest decrease of 23%. But Colorado is the exception to that, and they have seen an increase in the number of their farms since 2000. And that's gone up 29%. So I dug into that just a little bit and noticed that in Colorado, they're adding the small farm. So if we look at their economic class with sales between $1,000 and $10,000, that's where they're adding all of their operations.
That was Doug Bounds, USDA state statistician, giving insight into the latest Kansas Farm Data Report. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Lewinberger has 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Lewinberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Thank you. Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
We've been playing country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.